You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What's important, anyway? What must we have, and what can we do without?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, in these days when things are in short supply and faith is hard to uphold, help us to see what is really important. By your Spirit's power, give us real life as you give life to people through faith in Jesus Christ. Put it into our hearts to be your people with a clear idea of what's important, putting first things first, and first of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. What's important? Really important. Important enough to take when you leave all the rest. With energy a worldwide problem, various commodities in short supply, and the prices of practically everything going out of sight, a lot of people are asking themselves something a good many of them did not ask themselves before. What's important, anyway? What must we have, and what can we do without? It's a good question. It has to do with the quality of life. We used to think that the quality of life depended on the number of things people have been able to acquire, the number of electrical appliances around the house, the number of cars in the garage, the number of places you could go at various times of the year, the number of people you could entertain at one time, the number of dollars or pounds or marks or francs or pesetas or rubles you had in your bank account. Not so, said Jesus Christ. A man's life does not consist in the number of the things he possesses. It doesn't consist either in the number of sports in which he's able to engage or the numberless details with which so many of us insist upon filling up our lives. It all came out one day when Jesus Christ was being entertained by two very dear friends, residents of Bethany, a little town just across the Mount of Olives from Jerusalem, who with their brother were very kind to him. He liked to stay there, and he enjoyed having a meal with them. They enjoyed having him. This may have been the first time he visited their home. Luke tells us that he and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem when they came to a village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat on the floor listening to Jesus as he talked. But Martha was the fussy type and was worrying over the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Sir, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." The Lord said to her, "Martha, dear friend, you are upset over all these details. There's really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her. What's important? Getting to know Jesus is the most important thing in the whole world. I know just how religious that must sound to some people. Actually, it's not religion at all. It's life. It's the difference between life and death. If that is true, is there anything more important in the whole world? I think I can understand this woman, Martha. I feel for her. She has been misunderstood, and so have a lot of others like her. She is the organizer in the family who keeps things going. She is the real soul of hospitality. Hospitality, after all, requires punctuality. People have to eat, don't they? The answer to that is yes, they do, at some time or other, when the time is right. I don't think the Lord was criticizing Martha for preparing food. He was human, too, and he understood the realities of everyday living. He also knew what life is all about, and it isn't all about food. Or to put it another way, life is more than meat and potatoes, or fish and rice, or bread and butter. One thing is more important than ham and eggs or a peanut butter sandwich. One thing is necessary if life is to be something more than living from hand to mouth. When it comes right down to it, life is more important than making a living, important as that may be. Life makes living worthwhile. Jesus Christ is life. For me, said one of his men, living is Christ, and Christ is living. When you have got to make a choice about what is really important, this is it. It's more important than anything else in the whole world, and more important than anything else in the whole church. With world and church in turmoil, I personally have come to understand St. Paul better than ever when he says, all things are yours in Christ. When you have him, you have everything. Jesus Christ promises new life to everyone who has confidence in him. He promises to forgive the sins of his people, and he delivers on that promise. His forgiveness is the beginning of new life. Everything is new in Christ. If that's true, it's important, really important. St. Paul talked about the new life in Christ. He said it's like a little bit of heaven here on earth. Your real life, he said, is in heaven with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our real life, comes back again, you will shine with him and share in all his glory. Away then with sinful earthly things. Deaden the evil desires lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, and shameful desires. Don't worship the good things of life, for that is idolatry. You used to do them when your life was still part of this world, but now is the time to cast off and throw away all these rotten garments of anger, hatred, cursing, and dirty language. Don't tell lies to each other. It was your old life with all its wickedness that did that sort of thing. Now it is dead and gone. You are living a brand new kind of life that is continually learning more and more of what is right, trying constantly to be more and more like Christ, who created this new life within you. In this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters, and he is equally available to all. Since you have been chosen by God, who has given you this new kind of life, and because of his deep love and concern for you, you should practice tender-hearted mercy and kindness to others. Don't worry about making a good impression on them, but be ready to suffer quietly and patiently. Be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Most of all, let love guide your life, for then the whole church will stay together in perfect harmony. Let the peace of heart which comes from Christ be always present in your hearts and lives, for this is your responsibility and privilege as members of his body. Always be thankful. Remember what Christ taught, and let his words enrich your lives and make you wise. Teach them to each other and sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to the Lord with thankful hearts. Whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus, and come with him into the presence of God the Father to give him your thanks. I can just imagine Jesus Christ himself talking like that to Mary on that day in their house. Martha was fussing around with food and 100 other details, all of which have to be taken care of at some time or other. But right now, when the Lord of life is there, when he is talking, when you're finding out what life is all about and the secret of life is being discovered, I imagine that Martha would have liked to listen to Jesus too. But right now, she felt, the preparation of a meal was the most important thing to do. "Can't you tell my sister to come out here and help me?" she asked with a certain amount of irritation. He replied calmly, "Dear friend, one thing is needful. Mary is interested in that, and I wouldn't want her or you to miss it." Getting to know Christ is real life. It is not make-believe. It is real. It's not running away from the hard work that needs to be done, but it is putting first things first. It is faith, love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, patience, and self-control. It is life as it was meant to be. It is Christ, knowing Him, trusting Him, following Him, and loving Him. St. Luke reported this incident at the home of Mary and Martha because it tells us something about Jesus Christ. Some people read the story to mean that the life in Christ is purely spiritual, that there's something bad about food and about the physical side of life. Actually, that is a misreading of the story. What it does tell us is that all of us have spiritual needs which must be satisfied. Jesus Christ satisfies that need. In a world that is preoccupied with its physical needs, Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, in all His humanity, meets your spiritual needs. If it's your guilt weighing down your spirit, that's what He removes with His forgiveness. If it is your sorrow and your despondency and your despair, that's what He supplants with His joy, His hope, His life. Don't say that's not important. You know very well how important it is. It's your death that He transforms into life. He was talking to you when He said to Martha later on, after her brother had died, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in Me will never die. With Him is life." That life is the light of men. Life in Jesus Christ is not purely spiritual. It takes in everything, physical and material as well as spiritual. It takes in everything. You are renewed by Jesus Christ. That's His promise to you when you take Him into your heart as your Savior and Lord. He wants you, all of you, and everything about you. Life in Christ, with faith in Him, makes all of life glorious, every bit of it, both the spiritual and the physical parts of it. Life in Christ is not just sitting around with hands folded. It's doing things with those hands that you would not otherwise do if you did not know Him and did not have Him as your Lord and Savior. It's being His man and His woman, His boy and His girl, right where you are. A friend of mine was telling me that he spent 16 wonderful, inspiring days at a summer session at the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, which was founded by Dwight L. Moody, who was the Billy Graham of his day about 100 years ago. Once Moody was crossing the Atlantic Ocean on a ship, and the ship caught on fire. They did not have the fancy apparatus to fight fires in those days that we have today. Dwight L. Moody joined the bucket brigade to put out the blaze. As they stood in line, one person handed a bucket of water to the next. While they were busy doing that, a friend of Moody's rushed up to him and shouted, "Moody, don't you think we ought to have a prayer meeting?" Moody, who was himself a great man of prayer, shouted back, "This is no time for a prayer meeting. Now is the time to put out the fire." There are things to be done in these days. They call for real people of faith who know what's really important. It is important to know Christ. And it is important to be Christ's man or woman, His boy or girl, right where you are. It is important to know Him and to show your faith in Him in the ordinary, everyday affairs of life. That's life in Christ. It's a very practical thing, and it's wonderful. One thing is needful, to know Christ and to have the life of Christ right where you are. People have said to me that they don't have time to get to know Christ. They will have time to die. Christ has time for you. He had time to die for you. And He's talking to you today. One thing is needful. One thing is worth being concerned about. To know Him and to have life as only He can give it. Knowing Christ is knowing God. Being close to Christ is being close to God. I'm telling it to you like it is. That's more important than all the electrical appliances and all the motor cars and all the speedboats and all the gas and oil put together. Faith in Christ breaks the sky in two and lets the face of God shine through. What's important? Jesus Christ is important. You are important to Him. He died for you. He lives for you. You are important to Him. My friend, He has simply got to be important to you.
You can use up or lose everything else, but knowing Jesus Christ will still be life. You can be all alone, but having Jesus Christ is still life. If that isn't important, I'd like to know what is. Amen.